Chapter 3 Underground. Peter found hollow trees for Wendy, John, and Michael. How they loved that special place! The underground home was one large room. Mushrooms grew out of the floor for stools. It was the best home in the whole world. Wendy stayed very busy looking after the boys. She cooked and cleaned all day long. At night, she spent hours telling stories. She always had something to do. But she had never been happier in her life. Weeks went by. Sometimes, Wendy thought of her home and her parents. But John and Michael had trouble remembering. Next to their underground home was a lagoon. Imagine a lagoon that sparkles with the colors of the rainbow, where the singing of mermaids fills the air. That was the lagoon of Neverland. It was the children's favorite place to stay. One day, the children had a picnic on Marooner's Rock. Marooner's Rock was in the middle of the lagoon. After lunch, the boys fell asleep. Slowly, a change came over the lagoon. The sun slipped away. It became very dark. Peter could smell danger even in his sleep. He jumped up.
"Pirates!"
he cried. He quickly woke up the boys.
"Jump in the water!"
he told them. Wendy and Peter watched a rowboat approach. The pirates Starkey and Smee had a prisoner.
"That's Tiger Lily,"
whispered Peter.
"She's the daughter of the Indian chief."
The Indian princess was tied up. The pirates threw her onto the rock. She would drown when the tide rose. But Tiger Lily wasn't afraid.
"Ahoy there!"
Peter called out. His voice sounded just like Hook's.
"Set her free, or you'll feel my hook."
The pirates did as Peter told them. They untied Tiger Lily, and she quickly swam away.
"Ahoy there!"
The pirates heard Hook's voice again.
"Help me into the boat!"
But this time it was not Peter. It was the real James Hook.
"Captain,"
said Smee.
"Are you all right? My plan is ruined,"
Hook moaned.
"The Lost Boys have found a mother."
"Oh, what a terrible day,"
said Starkey.
"Captain,"
said Smee,
"why don't we kidnap the boy's mother? We could make her be our mother instead."
Hook's eyes lit up.
"What a great idea!"
Suddenly, the captain remembered Tiger Lily.
"Where's the princess?"
he demanded.
"We let her go,"
said Starkey, smiling.
"Just like you ordered,"
said Smee.
"What?"
Hook yelled.
"I never told you to do that."
But Hook could see the truth in the pirate's eyes. But who? Was it a ghost?
"Spirit that haunts this dark lagoon, can you hear me?"
Peter answered. His voice sounded just like Hook's.
I hear you.
The pirates were very afraid.
Who are you?
Hook demanded.
Speak!
I am Peter Pan.
Hook nearly choked because he was so angry.
Get into the water, Smee!
He yelled.
Get him!
Hook and the pirates all jumped in the water. After a while, Hook climbed back onto the rock. Peter did too. Both reached for something to hold on to. Then their hands touched. They looked at each other. Both were very surprised. Captain Hook tried to hit Peter with his hook, but then he heard a sound that terrified him.
The crocodile!
Hook cried out in fear. Then he swam like a fish for his boat. Peter and Wendy lay on Marooner's Rock. They needed to go home, but they were both too tired to fly. They also noticed that the water was getting higher and higher. Out in the water, the Neverbird saw that Wendy and Peter were in trouble. The Neverbird was a huge creature that lived in the water. The bird brought her nest over to Wendy and Peter. She gently put them into her nest and floated them over the water. Then she placed Wendy and Peter onto the ground. They were safe. That evening, the boys talked about the day's adventures. But the biggest adventure of all was staying up past bedtime.
Go to bed,
said Wendy at last, and the boys happily obeyed.